Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In studio is Joe Scott, pro-life activist. Joe, welcome to Bob Inyard Live.
Thanks, Bob.
It's a Friday. Thought we'd enjoy ourselves and talk through the news.
Great.
You're up for that?
I'm up.
Couple stories in Boulder. High school students walked out of school, right? We'll get to that.
Right.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton wants to give $5,000 to every baby.
Wow, she's generous.
That is so
nice
of her.
With our
money. Yeah, right? Let's talk about that. And then Rudy Giuliani is quoting the Bible. This happens all the time, right?
It's right.
The Republican primary syndrome where they find God and they repent of adultery and all this stuff. And he was telling the Christian Broadcasting Network that he has been focusing on the don't judge passages.
Oh, really?
And the he who has not sinned should cast the first vote.
Amen, brother.
I think he misquoted that. Is that what the Bible says? He who has not sinned should cast the first vote? I think he's got it all wrong. But anyway, those are some of the things we'll talk about. And also this awesome article on Alan Key's website. He did a tremendous job in the debates last night. We have the transcripts right here, the Republican presidential debates on PBS.
Uh-huh.
And his website, renewamerica.us, has an article about a pledge taker. They ask us to go to alankeys.com and take the pledge,
sure,
and then keep the pledge. And they have this article about this young guy from Colorado who's doing such a great job spreading the word about renewing the country and helping Alan Keyes in his campaign. And that young guy is Will Duffy.
That's right.
Who is an official with Colorado Right to Life. He's the president of the Englewood Littleton Colorado Right to Life chapter. And so it's just such a thrill. He also happens to work for us right here at Bob Inyard Live. He's our general manager, even though he's so young.
Right, he is young.
But pretty neat to see his photo with his wife and their little son. No, that wasn't their son. Oh, that's their pet.
Grayson is their pet.
Grayson, a beautiful puppy. Just
yes.
A gorgeous, cutest dog.
A Shiba Inu.
Yeah, they're a new young couple. And so what an exciting thing to have an article, a profile of Will Duffy on Alan Key's website.
That's right.
Using him as an example of how to encourage others to fight this fight and spread the word. And Alan Key's in the debate was tremendous. So those are some of the things I want to talk about. And Hillary, to start with, $5,000 for every baby.
Wow.
That sounds, you said, she's generous, right?
Very generous with our money.
Why don't we each all give each other $10,000? Oh, wait a minute.
What's going on?
Will.
You're taking my head.
Will I mentioned Will Duffy's name on the show, and he barges in here from the control room.
Hey, Bob, I'm sorry I got to interrupt.
Yeah, hi, Will. How are you?
You know,
you are interrupting, aren't you?
I am.
You've never done this before.
I'm the general manager here, Bob, and I'm really sorry to do this. There's not a really better time for me to catch you except during the show, but I need to talk about your possible termination.
What?
Bob,
you're talking about firing me?
I am.
Oh, no.
I know the audience is going to be bummed to hear this, but I gave you one job this month.
One? Yeah.
And that was to raise money to keep this show on the internet for another year, and you have failed to do that.
I have not performed well. I've hardly even remembered to bring up the issue.
That's exactly right. And so this is not looking good. We're over $10,000 short, and today is the last day of the telethon.
For the broadcast. The telethon is to go through the end of the month, which is Sunday. But instead of our goal is $20,000, we have hardly mentioned it at all, and we're up to $6,700.
That is a lot to make up in one broadcast day, 3 days left in the month.
Oh, boy. But I do want to say thank you to all the people who gave.
Definitely. Thanks to everyone who gave. But I've got to do my job. I'm the general manager. I've got to do what's best for KGov. And I'm just going to let everybody know we are going to have to think about possibly terminating you if we do not reach our goal.
Come on, Will.
I'm a businessman.
You're looking a little too serious.
That's why I'm the general manager. But yeah. I have here in my hand a telethon challenge that we just received today, and this is exciting, and I think this will help us reach our goal. Hmm. We've got a Robert here who just made a $500 donation, which is tremendous.
Wow.
Thank you, Robert. But he wants to challenge our audience, and he's willing to donate an additional 100 for every person who's willing to donate $500, and he's willing to donate an additional 300 for anyone willing to donate 1,000 or more to our BEL telethon.
Wow. That is very significant.
Very.
So that's a lot of money, and a lot of people would have to really, really even suffer to give that much sacrifice. But so he's saying he just gave $500, so he's a credible guy. We know who he is?
We do.
He's been around for a while.
He is a longtime supporter and fan of Bob and Yart Live.
Wow, what a neat guy. So he's given $500 already. He's saying if someone else gives $500, he will add $100 to that. So they give $500, it'll be $600. If someone gives $1,000, he will add $300 to make it $1,300.
That's right. We could hit our goal today with your help. And I don't know about you guys, but I want Bob and Yart Live to stay on the air.
On the air and on the internet for another year. And we really do struggle from month to month, month to month. We hang in there. We pay our bills barely.
Barely, that's right.
How many people are here right now helping out? And we have this shoestring budget, and so many people volunteering who help with the show. We have Nick at the board. We have Melody, Dwayne, Connie, and Al, and Joe Scott. And Will, you work full time, but I think a lot of it is charity toward Bob and Yart Live. Because we pay you, but I wish we could pay you a lot better.
Hey, I got to get back to work, but I just need to challenge everyone. We need to hit this goal, and we only have a couple days left. And so let's use this telethon challenge from Robert to accomplish our goal.
All right. Thank you so much, Will Duffy. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Bob.
Wow. So Will just charged in here. You know, you give somebody authority, and they really run with it. That was
a young whippersnapper.
Yeah. That was encouraging that Robert gave that $500. Our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. If you call, you could talk to Will, or you could talk to Connie, or Al, or Melody, or Dwayne. We just got a call, and we're going to the phones. Doug from Denver. Doug, speak your mind.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, sir. How are you, Doug?
I'm just sitting here in my office listening to the show on the Internet, and I realized that if you go off the air, I'm not going to be able to sit in my office and listen to the show on the Internet.
Uh-oh.
So I want to donate $1,000, and I want to challenge the rest of the audience to offer $1,000 as well. Everybody call up, offer the $1,000. Let's take advantage of the challenge. We got to keep the show on the air.
Doug, you are unbelievable. So, okay, do you guys got this? Doug from Denver, $1,000. And so Robert means he's given in another $300. So we just said we're at $6,700 with your call. We're at $8,000.
Well, we need some more people to call in, Bob. It's a real blessing when I get an opportunity in my office, which isn't every day. But when I do, and I'm able to turn on your show, and other people walk by and start conversations, and it's just a real blessing. So everyone out there should know how important this is.
Well, talk about a blessing. What an encouragement.
If you're listening to this show over the weekend on the Internet, there's still time. Please donate $1,000 to keep the show on the web.
Thank you, Doug. That's fantastic.
Wow.
God bless you guys. Thanks for everything you do.
Thanks, Doug. Okay.
God bless you.
So, Joe Scott, boy, I should invite you into the studio more often.
I think Will's responsible for that.
This is pretty exciting. And Robert.
Robert.
Can we say his last name? Robert S.
Robert S.
Robert S. Thank you, Robert S. So we're at $8,000. If anyone could help. And, you know, a lot of stations, network shows that do telethons, they harp on it every show, all show long, all week long, all month long. It drives people crazy.
Yeah, it does.
Here at Bob and Yart Live, our passion is for the lost and those who are destroying themselves and others in the truth and promote the gospel and that there is a God, there is right and wrong. And so we don't harp on the telethon. And to enable us to do that, if people could come through at moments like this and say, I'm going to take advantage of this matching offer, I'm going to give $500 or I'm going to give $1,000. And of course, there are people who struggle and they've given 10 or 20. And 50, and those gifts are so appreciated and so very much needed. But we're at the end here of the month, so if you can help us, please do. I want to talk about Hillary.
Okay.
She's running for president, and it's supposedly a crime to buy votes.
Supposedly.
Is that allowed, like in Chicago, where they vote early and often, right?
Yeah.
That's supposedly a crime. And it's also supposed to be a crime, by the way, our phone number, 800-8-NYARDS, 800-836-9278. Supposedly, it's supposed to be a crime to pay someone to vote for you. So why is it, this is a result of democracy,
right?
And a republic is almost the same. Why is it that it should be legal for a politician to say, vote for me, and I'll give you $5,000? Stolen from the taxpayers. What's with that?
That's what the Democratic Party has been doing, Bob.
Yeah, and
from
you know what?
Day one.
Recently, the Republican Party, too.
Yeah.
George W. Bush, his prescription drug program, so that our grandparents could take money from their grandkids. And it turns everybody into envious demographic groups. Let's go to the phones in Morrison, Colorado. John, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to donate a... Plot, I guess.
We have said that anyone who gets any of our materials through the end of the month will apply that right to the telethon.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, John, you want to buy a plot manuscript?
Yeah.
All right, that's $50.
Oh, all right, and then I'll throw in another 10, too.
Well, that's really, really kind of you. That's nice. So, John, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, God bless you.
All right, okay. So that means we're at $8,060. And our phone number is 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, if somebody could pick up John's call. So, Joe, even the Republicans do this, too.
You're right about that.
Right? They, like Bush did it to the tune of billions upon billions of dollars, mm-hmm. taking money from young people and middle class and middle age and giving it to retired people who, for the most part, are more well off than their grandkids.
That's true.
Who are struggling. So that's called stealing. But Hillary's plan is to give everybody $5,000 if you have a baby.
Wow.
Now, she's probably trying to make up for all the babies she's been killing all these years.
I'm shocked that she would say that because that would encourage having your baby rather than aborting your baby.
Right, which she's
been... check.
Which she's been promoting, and Europe's been promoting, and China's been promoting, and the UN's been promoting for years.
Uh-huh.
But why don't we do her one better? Why don't the Republicans say we're going to give everyone $10,000?
Good idea. Good idea. Why don't we?
Right. And we could start a third party and give everyone $50,000. Let's do that. Let's pass a law that says, as of tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, everyone gets $1 million. And the government just writes them all the checks. Then we'll all be rich, and we won't have to work.
And the government will collapse, and we could start over.
Yeah, that's right. People are so foolish and so gullible, and they don't realize that they're being lied to, they're being robbed, and they think, oh, wow, stolen goods. I could get my hand on some of that. So it's just so tragic. We just got a $25 monthly pledge. And what we do with that for the telethon, thank you so much, Jonathan from Colorado Springs, we multiply that by 10 and apply it to the telethon. So that's not $25 to the telethon, that's $250, and John's $50 for the plot, plus $10 shipping and handling,
right.
He added in there. We're about at $8,300, and we started with $6,700. That is quite an audience.
Boy, guys, that's fantastic. Keep calling in. We need this money to keep Bob on the air, or he's going off.
Well,
I
think we can't let Will Duffy get us all carried away. He's trying to motivate people, but the internet show, we struggle to pay the bills monthly. There is no guarantee that Bob and Yurt Live could survive another month, quarter, or year. And that was the same with the TV show. We were on in 80 cities, and all of a sudden, we were gone. And the reason we were gone is because I don't like to beg for money.
No,
I
not,
hate it.
You're not any good at it either, Bob.
I hate it.
You're not any good
When is the last time at church, Denver Bible Church? Have you ever gone to that church?
Yeah, I think so.
You go to that church?
Yeah.
When is the last time we had a sermon on giving money?
Bob, I don't remember a sermon on giving money. I remember a sermon on giving money to the poor and take your tithe and give it to the poor.
Yeah,
I
right.
don't remember you ever telling us to give money.
I can't recall. We moved to Arvada from Englewood 2 years ago. It's been over 2 years.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about giving money. And I think the pastor should be fired. Maybe not. But and the church is doing okay. It's doing better than Bob and Yurt Live.
Yeah.
It should. It's a church with 100 and some people attending every week. But Bob and Yurt Live, it's just my weakness. And I like to make an excuse for it. It's because of the ministries that manipulate people to give money.
Well, that's despicable, Bob. You know, it really is. When you see a ministry manipulating people and using false...
Right. If you give money, your son will get out of jail. Your grandmother will be cured of whatever, her tax problems. Your wife will be cured of cancer. And it's all a lie. It is so tragic how it destroys respect for Jesus Christ. So because of that, I learned 30 years ago that I despised Christian ministries that manipulated people and even lied to get money. So I'm very uncomfortable with it. But we do need money to keep the show on the internet. And the goal is we do it to stay on kgov.com for a year, and we do it every September. And we spent the whole month promoting these incredibly important pro-life projects.
That's
so,
true.
So now here we are at the end of the month, but we're up to $8,300. That's over 40%.
We need 20,000.
We need 20,000.
So we need people to call in and call in today.
We're almost halfway. So if anybody gives 500, Robert S. will give another 100 to that.
Right.
And if anybody gives 1,000, he will give another 300.
Come on, folks. Okay. Call in.
All right. So Hillary Clinton's scam of buying votes is on the headlines of all the major news outlets, but everybody has forgotten it should be a crime, and it violates thou shalt not steal. That's what's wrong with socialism and communism. Aside from the fact that they don't work well, it's called stealing.
That's true.
Joe, do you hear Christian ministries rebuking things like that?
Never.
George W. Bush spending billions of taking billions of dollars from young people to give it to better off retired people? No.
I hear them praise him for being the most pro-life president we've ever had, which is
nuts. It's an insult to Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
And it's ignoring the fact that he opposed South Dakota's 100% ban on abortion. He opposed it, and it lost by just a small margin. And he gave money, federal funding for stem cell research, embryonic stem cell research, first president to ever do that. So anyway, yeah, that's pretty sad. But our Christian leaders, they don't understand that it's wrong to promote socialist programs. They don't know that because that's a violation of thou shalt not steal. But they're not very committed to do not murder and do not commit adultery. They think those things should be legal and regulated, so thou shalt not steal. How could they have much passion about that?
Plus, the state has taken over their job to take care of their people in their churches and do God's work in their lives, rather, and that gets them off the hook.
All right. Now, Joe, we just got another pledge of $20 per month. So the way the telethon works, pledges and subscriptions to our Bob and Yurt Live Bible study albums, videos, sermons, we multiply the monthly amount by 10. So that brings us up, that $20 a month pledge from Vic brings us up to $8,500.
Wow.
We started at $6,700, and he wants to challenge. Now, we've had a lot of truck drivers get involved with this show recently.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the protest at the White's Construction Company,
right.
We had this massive truck driving around with these big pro-life posters.
Very effective.
That was
very
pretty
effective.
Exciting. But Vic wants to challenge truck drivers who are out there. If you're driving on the road, a truck driver or a professional driver, please help out with the Bob Inert Live Telethon. This is our last moments. The month ends. This is the last show. It ends in 8 minutes.
Oh, no.
Ah! So if you can help us, please. 303. Sometimes I give our back door number.
Oh, don't do that.
303. It's okay.
Yeah.
303-463-7789. That's a special number to sneak into the studio, when the 800 number's down. 303-463-7789 or 800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Okay. Now we have Rudy Giuliani, who's talking to the Christian Broadcasting Network, and he does an interview with them, Joe. This is in the news around the country, and he's citing the Bible. He doesn't usually do that, but he's running in the Republican primary. But he does it. I mean, it's as obviously selfish as could be. He says, I think there are some people that are very judgmental.
Oh, my.
Doesn't he realize he's judging them?
Yes. No, he doesn't.
Right. He doesn't know he's judging them. And he says, I'm guided very often by don't judge others, lest you be judged.
Wait, didn't he clean up the streets of New York of all the criminals? Didn't that take some kind of judgment?
Yeah.
On his part.
Yeah, and didn't he get kicked out of Gracie Mansion because he's committing adultery?
Oh, that's right.
And his wife kicked him out.
Uh-huh.
And
she judged him, though.
She judged
Maybe he
him.
He didn't like
his wife kicking him out of Gracie Mansion for committing adultery. And the thing is this, there is a standard, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal. And Rudy Giuliani, he's guilty of all these things.
Right.
He's guilty of them. But we're all guilty before God, but when you brag about it, he brags about his support for killing unborn children. He brags about it. Sean Hannity loves Rudy Giuliani, and he hates what Michael Vick did to those dogs.
It's despicable.
And Rudy Giuliani treats late-term babies in the womb like they can be ripped up and killed for another vote to his campaign. That's how evil he is.
And he'll get it.
And so he says, don't judge. And he says, I'm guided by the story of that woman. When the Bible said, he who has not sinned, cast the first vote. And I'm thinking, Judy, you are messed up in the head.
Yes.
Okay, we have from Wisconsin. Is it Warsaw, Wisconsin? Is that right? Or Wausau, Wisconsin? Bob G., $50 a month.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Bob.
Now, that's like a $500 pledge. I don't know what Bob S. thinks about that.
Well,
that's a $500 pledge. We need to talk to Bob S. So, Bob S., you're going to have to let us know what you think about Bob G. giving $50 a month. That's
$500.
Well, that's a $500 pledge, $50 a month. So, do we add that as $500 plus $100 from Bob S.? Yeah, Will Duffy just ruled yes. Now, you're spending other people's money, but that's $8,900. And now we just got $20 a month from Thornton.
Wow.
From Amber in Thornton.
Wow. That's wonderful. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you, Amber. So $20 a month, that's $200. That's $9,100. We started out at $6,700. We only have another 4 minutes. So I'm going to give the phone number again, Joe Scott.
Yeah,
is that all right?
Please.
303-463-7789. That's the back door way to get into the studio. The 800 number is 800-8-NYART. That's my name, E-N-Y-A-R-T, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Imagine if in the last 3 minutes somebody called and pledged like
1,000
or 5,000.
That would be wonderful.
$10,000. If somebody pledged $10,000, we'd hit the goal.
It'd take the pressure and the stress off of always having to worry about the bills when there's so much going on.
Well,
this is the little radio station that could.
This is the little radio show that could. We're not even big enough to be a station.
That's true. We're not the station.
But the little radio show that could. And, you know, we're right next door to the little church that could.
That's right.
Denver Bible Church. And our goals are meager. We're just trying to take over the world.
That's it.
That's it. With the gospel of Jesus Christ.
For Jesus,
KGov.com. It says, what is the slogan for KGov.com? The positioning statement, it says, moving the world to the right. That's our goal, move people toward God. He's a righteous God. Difference between right and wrong. So we've got great goals here. And you know what? When you try to achieve great goals, along the way, you reach people. People join the team. You reach them with the gospel. You reach them with the love of the Lord. So if you can help, thank you so much. 800-8-N-YARDS. We're going to go off the air soon, but you could continue to call in. You could also give on the internet at KGov, KGOV.com. You could give on the internet at KGov, KGOV.com. We didn't talk about Alan Keyes in the debate last night. He was tremendous.
He was fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. They asked about, we just got $50 a month from Indiana. That's $500 plus $100 from poor Bob S. I wonder how he's doing. That's $9,700. And we just got a $100 pledge from Westminster. Wow. Thank you very much, Westminster. That's $9,800. We're so close to 10,000.
Oh, it'd be really, really cool if in 2 minutes we could get 10,000.
Yeah.
Just reach that goal.
It'd be extraordinary. Then imagine we could work next month and focus on the goal.
What has to be done.
And not on how to pay the bills every hour of every day. And we also have Alan Keyes in the debate last night, who they were asked, how about health care for minorities? So the presidential candidate wannabe who spoke right before him, he said, well, I support a return to the family doctor. And so then it was Alan Keyes' turn. He followed that immediately. And Alan Keyes said, perhaps before we return to the family doctor, maybe we could bring back the family.
That was so cool.
It was so great.
So cool. And people applauded.
People applauded. He talked about how socialism, welfare is destroying the black community. He brought everything down to the family. Mother, father, the God-given right to life, that we have no right from God to kill innocent children. And you know what? Michael Medved can't stand him. And Michael Reagan can't stand him. And the conservative talk show host can't stand him. And we'll see how our Christian leaders stand on Alan Keyes, the one true pro-life Republican candidate.
They'll say nobody will vote for him, so don't vote for him, which is the most insane thing I've heard in years.
Yeah, and if Jesus Christ were running, the slogan against him would be crucify him, and he wouldn't have a chance,
right?
Not even to getting the Republican nomination. And so the more committed to Christ the candidate is, the more our Christian leaders will oppose that candidate.
Unfortunate.
And they lament, why is the government so wicked? Just look in the mirror, look in the mirror. And go to KGov.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Joe Scott. Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school, Maranatha.